Shmuel Aleph Perachov Ches Pasuk Ches. So Shmuel has asked his servants to find him an Isha Ba'alas Ov. Vayischapes Shaul. So they found her, and now Shaul changed his clothes. Vayilbash Begodim Acherim. And he wore other clothing to disguise himself, so that it would not be apparent to any onlookers that he was going to see a Ba'alas Ov, and so that it would not be apparent even to the woman herself who he was, that he was Shaul. So he took off his big day malchus, his royal robes, and wore ordinary clothing. And he went with two men, just like Avraham Avinu, Chazal say, went with two servants, with Eliezer and Yishmael. So he went with Avner and Amasa to go see the woman who was Avner's mother, a woman named Sefania, who is familiar with Ba'alas Ov. Vayavo el ha'isha loyla, and they came to the woman at night. Vayomer, and he said to her, Kasami noli ba'ov, please cast your divinations with the spirits, through a spirit, through the ov, v'ha'ali li esasher omar eloich, and conjure up for me and raise up for me from the dead the one whom I will tell you. So the whole pasuk is actually connected. It's a progression. So he's doing everything he can to hide his identity. So first of all, the Radak, the Malbim, many of the Mefarshim point this out. So first of all, he changes his clothing to get out of his big day Malchus. And second of all, he comes to the woman at nighttime so that he'll be unrecognizable in the darkness. Now, some object that the Ov didn't work at nighttime. It only worked during the day. So it was darkness in the sense that the world became dark for him and Abner and Amnasa, mitot sarasam hayadom lohem loyla, Rashi brings down from the Medrash Tanchuma, that because of their tzara, because of their pain and their fear and their dire straits, so it seemed black. Everything seemed dark. And so he's hiding his identity. He only took two attendants. He only took two men rather than the large retinue that a king would normally bring with him. So everything is being done to try to fool everybody into not realizing who it is who's coming. And then at the end, he said, raise up the soul of the one that I will tell you to, but he didn't tell her who. So even then, he's still hiding who he wants to talk to. But there's a lot of negative attached to this as well. The word by Yischapes, and he changed, many of the Chazal bring down connected to the word Chafshi. He cheapened his malchus. He cheapened his malucha. He cheapened the kingdom. Going to see a Ba'alas Ov after he had done everything he could to stamp out the Ba'alei Ov. And we'll see that he has what to worry about, because Shaul HaMelech's decree against Ba'alei Ov is widespread. And the woman's going to be very nervous. So what is the Kosem Kisamim, which is one of the types of Avodas Kishuf that is made usur by the Torah? So Kisamim, the Rambam says, involves holding sticks or branches. A kosem. Kosem was used often to mean a toothpick or a piece of wood. The Rambam says that the Baal Ov would hold a myrtle branch in his hands, put his arms together, recite a charm. Also word kosem and kisamim can mean a charm, slowly, and then burn some specific incense and would hear a voice whispering up as if from under the ground answering the question. But it's interesting that we're going to see that Shaul didn't ask for the Ba'alas Ov to give him advice. He asked her to resurrect the one who he would ask advice from, who was Shmuel HaNavi. This is deep, dark doings here in the dead of night as he goes seeking out the witchy woman. Pasuk Tes, she's a black magic woman. Vatomer ha'isha elov. And so the woman said to him, Hinei ato yodato eis hasher osa Shaul. Hashtag ironic. Do you not know? But behold, you know, you must know this that Shaul has done. Asher hichris es ha'ovos v'sayidoni min ha'aret. That he destroyed, that he cut off all of the mediums and sorcerers from the land. And the Chazal expressed themselves on this as well, that he's not the same Shaul who had successfully done so. Shaul was the one who had banished the Ovos and the Yidonim, but when Vayischapes, when he changed, he wasn't that Shaul anymore. So why are you laying a trap, Misnakesh, for my soul to have me killed? Which shows, by the way, that the decree was even being practiced in private, far away from other people. And Shaul swore to her in the name of God, saying, Chai Hashem, as God lives, which means by eternity, Im yikreich avon badavor hazeh, that no punishment will befall you as a result of this matter that you are going to perform for me. So, some are medayik in that, badavar hazeh, you won't be punished. In a matter of life and death for the entire nation, so he made a psak of a haras shah that even Bali Ov are mutter at this moment. It's for the sake of the safety of the Jewish people. But in any other circumstance, it would be a sin. So why does he say Chai Hashem? So Chai Hashem, that's a tremendous oath that he is making. So the woman is going to be willing once he says those words. So Chai Hashem, so she used that, the Medrash brings down, should I conjure up somebody for you from like the Mitzrayim, Mi Hashem, Asher Shema Elecha, who is Hashem, or Mi Chamocha Boilim Hashem, that Hashem. Do you want to speak to a guy or a Jew, basically is what she's saying. And Shaul is going to reply, and he's going to say who he means. But in the meantime, the Chazal say that by saying Chai Hashem at a moment that he's going to a Baal Azov, Shaul is doing another injustice. Because they say that the mashal that they give is like a woman who is straying from her marriage and is standing with the one with whom she is having the affair, and she says, by the life of my husband. How can you go to a Baal Ov and swear in Hashem's name? It's just completely contradictory to say such a thing. Shaul is at a very low point at this moment. And we'll see what happens once the neshama comes back.